Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Soul Pride style percussion color lab in Ableton Live 12, using resampling workflows to create jungle and old school drum and bass effects that actually feel musical, usable, and full of character. Now, the big idea here is simple. We're not just making random percussion noise. We're taking one strong drum or break source, processing it into something new, and then printing it so we can treat it like a playable instrument. That's a huge part of classic jungle energy. The track keeps moving because the little details keep changing. Ghost notes, chopped breaks, reverse tails, short fills, and textured hits all help the arrangement feel alive. So think of this as a color lab. We are creating a palette of percussion effects that can live behind the main break, answer the bass line, lead into drops, and make transitions feel intentional instead of generic. Start by choosing a source with personality. A chopped break, a dusty percussion loop, a Soul Pride style rhythmic phrase, anything with swing, grit, and some mid-range life. You want a loop that already has movement. If it's too clean, it may sound sterile after processing. If it's too busy, the resampled result can turn into mush. Drop that source into an audio track. If it's a drum loop, set warp to beats. Keep the loop tight, one or two bars at first, and listen for a section that has enough rhythmic detail to generate different effects textures from the same material. Now build your processing chain. A good starting point is EQ8, drum boss, saturator, echo, and auto filter. If you want extra grime, you can add redux later, but don't rush into overcooking it. We want character, not chaos. First, use EQ8 to high pass the source somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps this layer out of sub territory. In drum and bass, that low end space belongs to the kick and bass. Your percussion color layer should live above that and add movement, not weight. Then add drum bus. A little drive goes a long way here. Try some transient boost if you want the hits to pop, and keep the boom very low or off. After that, use saturator with soft clip on. A few dB of drive can really help this start to sound like a finished record instead of a raw loop. Next, add echo for a short slap or a very low feedback tail. You're not trying to wash everything out. You're just adding a little smear and motion. Then put auto filter at the end so you can shape the tone and automate the cutoff. If you want extra lo-fi attitude, a subtle redux pass can add that dusty edge that works so well in jungle and old-school DNB. Now comes the key part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then record 8 to 16 bars of your processed loop. While it records, move the auto filter cutoff, gently adjust echo feedback, maybe push saturator a little harder in certain spots, and if you want, nudge drum bus transient amount during a fill. The important thing is to perform it. Don't make it static. A resample should capture energy and small accidents. Sometimes the best sounds come from the moments where the processing misbehaves a little. Once you've recorded, listen back and find the sections that feel strongest. Trim the good bits, consolidate them, and rename them clearly so you know what each one is. Something like mid, grit, reverse, and hit is perfect. Clear naming saves you later when you're moving fast in an arrangement. At this point, you've already got a useful palette, but we can push it further. Take your best resampled loop and slice it into a drum rack or a simpler. If the transients are clear, use transient slicing. If the loop is more atmospheric, slice by eighths or sixteenths. The idea is to turn the printed audio into playable pieces. This is where the layer becomes much more flexible. You can map a tight ghost hit to one pad, a mid punch to another, a reverse or swell to another, and a noise tail or filtered wash to another. Now you've got a mini percussion instrument instead of just one audio file. A really useful move here is to create a reverse swell and downlift from the same material. Duplicate one of your best clips, reverse it, and use it as a transition element. Add auto filter with a rising cutoff, use echo lightly to smear the tail, and maybe add a reverb with a medium decay to give it a darker space. High pass it so it stays in the texture zone and doesn't cloud the low end. Then use it in the final beat or two before a drop, before a fill, or as a pullback into a new section. That old school jungle feeling of something about to happen? This is a great way to get it without relying on huge cinematic risers. Now print a couple more useful derivatives. Find one moment where the groove really hits and make a single impact out of it. Then carve out a short two-beat micro loop from the most interesting rhythmic detail. The impact is for fills, drops, and accents. The micro loop can sit under the main break for variation, or appear in a breakdown to keep things moving without taking over. Keep an eye on frequency placement. For most percussion FX layers, a high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz is a good starting point. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs air, a gentle lift up top around 6 to 10 kHz can help. And always check mono compatibility with utility. Wide percussion can sound great in headphones, but you want to make sure it still works when some down or played on a club system. If the sound feels too narrow, you can widen it a little with a short stereo delay from echo, some subtle chorus ensemble, or a reverb return. If it's too wide and facey, narrow it before printing. Keep your sub and main bass mono, and let this percussion FX layer live above that. Another important mindset here is arrangement role. Don't just loop the same thing all track long. Give each printed sound a job. One sample can be your intro texture. Another can be your pre-drop swell. Another can be your fill impact. Another can be your ghost hit layer under the break. In a 16-bar jungle phrase, for example, you might start with a filtered texture in bars 1 through 4, bring in a ghost layer in bars 5 through 8, introduce the reverse swell into a snare fill in bars 9 through 12, and hit a stronger filler impact in bars 13 through 16. That's repetition with variation, which is really the heart of this style. Here's a pro move. Resample the FX layers again as a group, route them to a bus, add a little blue compressor, a touch of saturator, and maybe a gentle EQ cleanup. If you want a darker modern edge, a subtle roar can be great too, but keep it restrained. Then resample that grouped layer and cut the best moments into one shots. This often sounds more glued and record-like than the individual parts, because the processing is baked together. Also, don't be afraid to print different energy states. Make one resample with the filter more open, another with it darker, and another with a little more saturation. Those three versions can feel like different personalities from the same source. That's a really efficient way to build variety without needing new samples. Timing offsets can also be a secret weapon. Nudge a copied resample a few milliseconds early or late, and listen to how the swing changes. In old-school DNB, tiny push-pull timing shifts can make a percussion layer feel human and alive instead of perfectly looped. And one more thing. Don't normalize everything. Some samples are better a little quieter. Lower-level prints often sit better in a mix and give you more headroom when layering. Also, if something clips in a cool way during a filter sweep or a delay repeat, keep it. Those little accidents often become the signature sounds you remember later. So, to recap the workflow, choose one source with character, process it with stock Ableton tools, resample it while performing automation, slice the best parts into playable pieces, create a reverse transition, print an impact and a texture loop, then shape everything for mix placement and arrangement roles. Keep the low end clean, keep the movement intentional, and let the layer evolve every few bars. If you do this right, you'll end up with a Soul Pride style percussion color bed that can function as intro atmosphere, fill material, drop support, and transition glue. That's the kind of detail that makes a drum and bass track feel finished. For your practice, give yourself 15 minutes and build one mini FX pack from a single two-bar loop. Make a cleanish rhythmic loop, a dirty processed loop, a single impact, a reverse transition, and a texture tail. Use at least two resampling stages, check mono, and place the sounds into a rough 16-bar arrangement. That's the whole game here. One source, many useful outcomes. Resample, shape, commit, and make the percussion tell a story.